Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. Tolleson reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tolleson scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to third. Bando moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hall scores. Bando moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard catches it and throws to first to double up Bonilla. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Necro. Cruz moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 3-2, Indians. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro juggles the ball. That's an error on Necro. Skinner moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Skinner moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tolleson hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bonilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 3 in the game. Butler bunts towards the mound. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Bando scores. Nixon goes all the way around to score. Butler moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton strikes out. There goes Bernazard. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bales now pitching. Rod Craig pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Andy Allenson now catching. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to third. Craig moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cruz tags and scores. Craig tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-5, Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig scores. Kangalosi moves to second. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Rich Yet now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kangalosi. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Baines moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kangalosi tags and scores. Baines tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-6, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Rod Craig now playing left field. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dolly now pitching. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. Allinson moves to second. It's Indians, 7, White Sox, 7. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Joe Carter. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allinson scores. Castillo moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-4 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Craig hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 4 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.